What's going on, my friends? Welcome to Monday, Monday. Da, 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 da. All right, I'll spare you the singing in your ear on a Monday morning. It's not a good sound. I understand that. So I want to talk to you folks, you wonderful, beautiful guys and gals this morning, and people from all around the world about how to predict the future and understand where the hockey puck is going, so to speak. Anticipate the future, in a sense. And the way that we do that is that we look at the past. All right, so we're going to look at the past briefly, and then I'm going to talk about the next kind of newest, hottest trends that are happening right now. And the way that we know this is that we are a community of thousands of marketers here, and for the most part we stay pretty much on the cutting edge of what's working, what's driving traffic, what's getting results on the internet. And that's one of the benefits of being a part of a community like this, a family like this on the internet within this industry, is that we get to learn from each other. And so we're investing a lot of time in this kind of new hot trend that's happening right now. We're going to be investing a lot of time in training you guys on it over the course of the next couple of weeks, and even to the next couple of months. All right, so check this out. Let me give you an example of being ahead of and on top of kind of trends that are happening on the internet. I think I talked about this briefly last week a little bit. But I got an email from a traffic expert, okay, from a traffic expert. I'm on his list. And this was a week or so ago. He said, it's time to start taking TikTok seriously. And I like this guy. This guy actually has done some training for our community, is really good at the mechanical stuff, the mechanical setup, but he's not directly involved in our community, okay? And so for us, we've been on TikTok for the past year and a half. Our community as a whole, we've been teaching, talking about, having guests on the show. We've been teaching about it in our business blueprints. We've been doing TikTok challenges. We did a couple of TikTok challenges back in, I don't know whether it was, I think it was 2020. But TikTok is something that we were on sort of the cutting edge, if you will, right? I don't want to get too hypey with my lingo here, but I think you kind of get the point. So we were on the cutting edge of TikTok marketing for at least the kind of info space, you know, the education space and the affiliate marketing space. There was not a whole lot of people that were doing any marketing on TikTok back in 2020 for this particular space. And so there was like this big onslaught of our affiliates that went on to TikTok. And a lot of people were like, oh, legendaries everywhere on TikTok, you know? And it's like, yeah, because it still works well. But back in 2020, when we all jumped on TikTok, most of us internet marketers had never seen anything that worked that well, like that fast, to get traffic that fast, to go viral that fast, to have videos that, you know, got 20,000, 40, 50, 100,000 views that fast, to grow accounts that had 100,000 followers, like in some cases, a couple of weeks, a couple of months. Now, not everybody was able to do that. Part of it was consistency. Part of it might have been luck. But for the most part, it was consistency. If you were consistent and you really worked and you have worked at perfecting your skill set, you could get some pretty significant results marketing on TikTok compared to other methods that we've done, you know, over the past 10 years. You know, usually internet marketing, for the most part, can be a pretty slow kind of grind. You know what I mean? You know, building up a YouTube channel. You know, the biggest thing that would get massive quick results in the past was paid advertising, and that required a significant budget. So Now, all of a sudden, here in 2021, halfway through, you know, the gurus are like, time to start taking TikTok seriously. And like, we've already known that. So that was an example of hopping on a trend when it was super new. Now, for those of you who are listening and thinking, I missed the boat on TikTok, it's saturated now. You know, saturation is a myth. This is something that you normally hear from people who haven't done much and gotten many results. All right. So I just want to kind of give you a little bit of a heads up. Whenever you hear somebody saying, is it saturated? It's usually consider the source, right? TikTok is still a major player in the game. And what I want to talk to you about today is how to multiply those results. So here's the new kind of hot secret trend that's popping up right now. It's Instagram Reels. All right. It's Instagram Reels. And those of you a couple of weeks ago, or I think it was just actually last week, maybe it was a week and a half ago, something like that. We had Chris, the young man from Maryland, who kind of took us through his process of Instagram, doing Instagram Reels and building an Instagram channel. We actually have contracted Chris, paid him, all right, hired him as a guest trainer to come in and train all of our Business Blueprint students, all right? We've paid him handsomely to actually come in, not just on an interview, okay, to where we just were sort of learning a little bit about what he's doing, but we actually paid him and hired him to come in. We're going to be doing this training on August 5th, all right? So if you are a Business Blueprints student, on August 5th, Chris is going to be doing a live presentation on one of our Thursday coaching sessions to where he's going to go for as long as needed, plus with a completely and totally prepared presentation to take us behind the scenes and break down exactly what he's done to be able to crush it on Instagram Reels. All right. Now, if you're not a member of the Blueprints, you can catch his free interview that we did just a couple of sessions ago. I think it was last week or the week before. But if you are a Blueprints member, kind of prepare for that, get ready for that, mark that in your calendar. Of course, we're going to post the replay back in the replay section of all those live coaching calls. If you're not a Blueprints member, I can tell you this, that this one training that we're going to do with Chris on Instagram Reels, this could be the one, this could be worth the entire investment. And this is kind of what we're talking about when you're looking for, like, as an investor, all right? When you're looking for a hot stock that you can, you know, put a couple of thousand into and it's going to skyrocket to the moon, right? Like everybody's been talking about with Dogecoin and Bitcoin, take it to the moon, and it goes, and then it goes, and everybody, you know, right now, crypto, everybody's kind of silent about it because it's, you know, it's volatile. But this would be an example of a skill set in a platform that you can learn investing in yourself, right? Not just looking for the next hottest stock or cryptocurrency, but you can invest in yourself that if you applied it, you could get multiples of returns in the tens, in the 20s, in the hundreds, in the thousands over the next couple of years, right? Now, that's not a guarantee. I don't know what you're going to do with it or what could happen for you. And most people who buy any how-to information get no results at all because they don't use it. But this would be an example. If you're one of those people who's looking for that burning bush, you're looking for that, you know, where's that next opportunity? You know, and what I notice is usually the people who are kind of like looking for the skies to part and God himself to come down and deliver the next newest investment scheme on stone tablets. You know, they're the people who opportunity is usually right in front of their face and they always miss it, right? Or they get into something and then they get shiny object syndrome and they don't follow through with it, so they don't see the results. But This is an opportunity. This is what I'm trying to say. Hey, listen, hello. If you're looking for an opportunity, if you're looking for an opportunity to invest in yourself, if you're looking for an opportunity for the next big thing, if you're looking for an opportunity to take a ride to the moon, this is one of those opportunities. I'm trying to be as ridiculous and as kind of, hey, hello, right? Yes, neon flashing signs, right? Go to the moon right now. No Bitcoin necessary. No Dogecoin necessary, right? No cryptocurrency necessary. And how about this? For those of you who already have the blueprints on the house, baby, you know, you already made the investment in yourself. So let's help you take things to the moon, right? So let me take you back 10 years. When I first got into this industry, I was obviously just as new and green as everybody, but I want to help you to understand what happened back 10 years ago so you can kind of understand how it's continuing to happen over and over again and how you can take the emotions out of things and understand how trends happen and how patterns happen and that things typically happen over and over and over again the same way. So back when I got on the internet, this was 2010 or so, 2009, 2010, what was really hot was, believe it or not, Google ads, right? Everybody was on Google. All the affiliate marketers were on Google, just doing straight up Google ads. And they were taking, you know, offers like a legendary offer or a dog training offer or a martial arts offer or a network marketing training offer, whatever the offer was. And they were just buying up all the Google ads. So when somebody would search for a certain term, which Google was like new, it was hot, it was cool, it was like, whoa, like the internet was still kind of fair. This was MySpace days, you know what I mean? This was Facebook was there, but I was on MySpace. I don't know if you guys remember MySpace, but I kind of feel like I'm a grandpa, like, come here and sit on my knee and let me tell you a story about when I was young. But yeah, MySpace. So what happened kind of like right as I was coming on the internet was that all of these affiliate marketers kind of took over Google ads. You know what I mean? And basically they were kind of putting up the same exact landing pages. This is what affiliate marketers do. They use similar marketing material. That's why it's important to be different if you can, right? Because what happens is these platforms like Google, like Facebook, they have kind of smart artificial intelligence that's able to see, obviously, if advertisers are using the same link. And they can, in some cases, even see, I guess, by scanning pages and stuff, if they're using the same page design. But a lot of affiliate marketers were using the same exact link, right? Just with their affiliate ID at the end. And what happened was there was something called the Google Slap. And all of these affiliate marketers and even information marketers, people were selling courses, but mostly affiliate marketers basically were making money hand over fist. Like, I would say that this was, I mean, somewhat comparable to kind of what's happened with TikTok over the last year, year and a half. But you could ramp up so much quicker. Like, you could, it was paid advertising. I mean, paid advertising is a little bit different because if you have an offer that works really well, you can ramp it up as big as you want. You can guarantee traffic into your funnel because you're sort of paying for it. You're not doing sweat equity to earn it like you are with kind of free sources. So anyways, so yeah, the Google Slap happened, all right? And so all these people who were like making money hand over fist, like a lot of them, when that slap happened and all of a sudden a lot of their income dried up, and there was two types of people. The first type of person didn't understand that these sort of things happen, right? That the Google ads was a trend. It was something that was hot. And all of a sudden marketers came in and ruined it, right? Marketers ruin everything. We ruin everything because what we do is marketers copy each other, right? And marketers go in, and when something's working for one person, you know, everybody runs over and starts doing that thing, right? You'll hear this from me. You can hear the same kind of concept from Gary Vaynerchuk, like marketers screw stuff up, right? Because we go and we basically annihilate something. We squeeze every last drop of juice. I mean, imagine like a lemon that you're squeezing into your water and that thing is so dry and you're just trying to get one more drop out of it, right? So that's like what a marketer does. And so there was the type of people who, when that happened, they were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. Like, I just got my account deactivated. Well, that's what Google did, was they went and they deactivated everybody's account. They shut everybody's account down. And so this group of people who were like, oh my gosh, you know, my business, it's, they got emotional. They got in their feelings, right? There was another group of people that were like, okay, this sucks. This definitely sucks. There's no doubt this sucks, but I need to intellect over emotion. I need to stay non-emotional about this, and I need to start looking for the next trend. I need to start looking for what I can do that can work now, right? And believe it or not, what actually Facebook picked up that slack. Where nowadays you guys know Facebook, who are coming on the internet now, know Facebook as being super hard on advertisers. Well, over the course of the last seven or eight years, right, from about 2010 to about 2018 or 19, okay, Facebook was kind of the wild, wild west. Like, there was a lot of people who were making a lot of money with Facebook ads. And the compliance on Facebook ads was fairly low, right? Another thing that was super hot from an organic perspective was YouTube. A lot of the people that got on YouTube back in 2010, 2011, 2012, YouTube was still fairly new. Nobody really understood it like they do now. Everybody nowadays, being a YouTuber is almost like a job title. You know what I mean? So Facebook ads after the Google ads slap, that's what happened. That's what everybody called it, the Google ads slap. Then it was Facebook ads. It was also YouTube. All right. So now what's happened over the course of the past couple of years? Well, Facebook has clamped down on their compliance. Okay. Why? Well, politics, the 2016 and specifically the 2016 election, to where they were talking about Russian interference and all of these different country, you know, people interfering and kind of creating fake groups, posing as political activists and stuff, creating Facebook groups and stuff. There was a lot of talk that this was from other countries. So, of course, Facebook had a spotlight on it. So they started to crack down on that. The other thing was cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency went through the roof, and all of these crypto Ponzi schemes popped up, and also all of these launches of crypto coins to where you could get in early, right? And so they started to crack down on that. Also, the BizOp space, like make money online, kind of get rich quick style stuff, to where whether it be network marketing or affiliate marketing with a lot of claims and stuff like that, where they were talking about, you know, starting a business. Just all of these pieces, they started to kind of clump together and say, look, we're going to crack down on these specific industries because these are the ones that are kind of causing us the most heartburn, specifically political and cryptocurrency. But kind of the make money online stuff got thrown in there as well. And so now all of a sudden, the Facebook game, which was once super easy, hot, people were making money hand over fist, started to clamp down. Now, Facebook's still good, just like Google's still good. But the trick is you got to be different. You got to be different. Okay. Now, 2020-ish, what was hot? Well, TikTok became hot. TikTok became the new trend. Like, everybody was sitting at home during the pandemic and they were scrolling their phones. Instagram was also hot back in 2017, 18, 19, right? But TikTok, just from the perspective of posting pictures, got a little bit kind of played out. So TikTok in 2020 was like everything, right? Now what's happening? Well, platforms like TikTok that blew the roof off things. There's these existing platforms like Instagram who are launching Reels, okay? And they're trying to compete now with TikTok. YouTube are launching Shorts, right? Facebook has Stories and stuff like that, and I'm sure they'll come out with something that's somewhat competitive. But this is what's happening now. This is what's hot now, right? And the reason why I say it's hot now is because the platforms are more relaxed. They're more loose. First of all, there's not a lot of people doing affiliate marketing on Instagram Reels right now or YouTube Shorts or even still TikTok as a whole. There's still a lot of opportunity on TikTok. I would take this your TikTok videos, go to SnapTik, take the watermark off of it and repost it on Instagram Reels, right? I would take that same content and try to post it on YouTube Shorts, right? Take advantage of repurposing the content. But here's the big, and once again, we're going to do a more in-depth Training for All Blueprint clients on August 5th. We're going to have Chris come in and he's going to kind of break everything down for us and teach us everything that he knows. But here's the other kind of message that I want to give you this morning is don't get emotional, right? Don't get emotional about things fluctuating or things being hot and then not so hot, right? Understand that there's a pattern of trends that happen on the internet. And if you allow yourself to understand that this is just sort of the name of the game and history tends to repeat itself, you can not get emotional about it. And you can just understand there's going to be new things that are going to pop up and more new things are going to pop up over the course of the next few years, right? If you think that, oh, people are going to stop innovating, right? The internet is the most lucrative platform and lucrative tool and lucrative ecosystem that has ever hit the planet. It's more lucrative than anything. The gold rush, it hails in compare. I mean, it pales in comparison to, you know, what's going on with the internet, real estate, all this stuff. I mean, the average person cannot get into real estate and make money and build wealth. They can get into the internet and make money and build wealth, and then they can, of course, invest in real estate. But understand that people are going to continue to innovate. These platforms are going to continue to innovate. These platforms are going to continue to be in competition with themselves. And that's exactly what happened back in 2010 when Google slapped down on all these different advertisers. Facebook popped up and said, we'll welcome you over here and we'll let you run wild until we get big enough that you get so crazy that we have to start clamping down because it's affecting user experience. And what happens with user experience, let me just explain this so you understand real quick. Google's most important person is the customer. So what Google wants is when you come to their search engine and you type something in that you actually find what you want to find something unique, find something special that you want versus just 5 to 10 ads of all the same thing, which is what an affiliate marketer will do. Like if you let us do it, we'll just slap ads and there'll be 10 of the same links, right? Well, the same thing will happen with TikTok and will happen with Instagram. They will let us run wild until we just go crazy on the platform and until there's so many people on the platform doing all kinds of crazy stuff that they have to start clamping down, whether it be deactivating accounts if you're doing some crazy stuff, whether it be deactivating advertising accounts if you're like just slapping links up, you know, or if you're using the same exact link as everybody else and there's tons of advertisers on the platform. So understand that, you know, there's a few takeaways from these history lessons. First and foremost, let me recap and then we'll wrap up. History repeats itself. It happened back with Google, then people went to Facebook and YouTube, then they went to Instagram, then they went to TikTok. Now they're going back to Instagram and TikTok, okay, and YouTube Shorts, like these kind of shorter, quicker pieces of content to get people hooked into what you're doing and then you can take them to your Facebook groups or YouTube channels or your email list. So understand that the attention and the attention is going to move around, and also platforms are going to compete with each other. Okay. Platforms are waiting for, you know, each other to clamp down so they can welcome all the advertisers and the marketers over to their platform, because it will bring people over to their platform. So you got to take advantage of Facebook and YouTube and Google and stuff competing with each other. Okay. I know Facebook is Instagram, but competing with each other. Here's the second thing. Don't get emotional about it. Just stay logical, stay strategic. Here's the third thing. Try to be different after you've been on the platform for a little bit of time. If you're on the platform for a certain period of time, doing kind of what everybody else is doing to get your channel, your account off the ground, that's fine. But eventually you need to sort of find your own unique message and your own unique voice and your own unique brand. Because if you don't, then you are going to become irrelevant on that particular platform. What happens on every platform is anybody can capitalize early, but it's the people who are unique and different and sort of create their own shtick or their own brand. Those are the ones who last long term. Back in the Google slap in 2009 and 10, not everybody got slapped. It was really the people who were just doing copycat stuff of what everybody else was doing. Those who had unique landing pages, those who had unique messaging, those who may have been promoting the same offer but weren't using the same exact look and feel and the same exact link as all the other marketers, didn't get slapped. So after you've been on the platform for a little bit of time, you can get it off the ground doing the same thing that everybody else is doing, but eventually you need to shift to kind of developing your own brand. And fourth, the value of being a part of a community is never evident until, like, sometimes you don't even realize it because you don't really notice, like, to be out on your own. But those folks who are not involved in the legendary community back in 2019, 2020, who got on the TikTok train, if you will, would have never known about it, right? They would have never known about it because nobody else was teaching, nobody else was talking about it, nobody else was capitalizing on it. So I know sometimes we come into this community and then we have a tendency to want to sort of linger and go out and do our own thing, and that's totally fine. But I would just encourage you guys to stay close to the middle of the boat, just because we have such a unique power of having so many different thousands of marketers in this community who are bringing these new hot trends when they discover them to us so we can share them with you. And again, that's what we're going to be doing on August 5th with Chris. Okay. He's the guy who, if you remember, facial disability, can't smile, but is still crushing it. Grateful rock star of a guy who is just, if you're not inspired by him and his story and what he's doing, you got to check your pulse, because the dude's unbelievable, right? He's unbelievable. He's got me so fired up still. And I want to lift him up, and I want all you guys to be there to support him as well. When he does his training for all of our Blueprint students, I want that to be the most packed coaching call that we've had in a long time, because I want to lift Chris up. You know, Chris said that growing up, he didn't have any friends and was bullied and stuff like that. Well, fuck that. Not anymore, right? Not in this community. We're lifting him up, and we're going to give him a platform to be able to, you know, shine his light and take all the hard work that he's put in and be able to develop his message and develop his confidence, his self-esteem. That's what we're all about. So August 5th, mark your calendars. That's going to be a Thursday coaching call for Blueprint students. If you want to be a part of the Blueprints, and maybe you passed up on that opportunity or something, reach out to your business plan advisor and say, look, I think it might be time to make an investment in myself. Maybe I didn't see the value in myself. Maybe I didn't understand this whole process back before when I said no, but now I get it. And I want to make that jump. I want to make that leap. I want to make that investment in myself, because I want to take my life, I want to take my business to the moon. I'm worth it. Warren Buffett says, this is a legendary investor, says the best investment that you can make is in yourself. This is what he means, right here, right now. This is a huge turning point and a massive opportunity right now for so many of you who are looking to understand this game, position yourself in this game, and understand how this works, and get some big wins. Make the end of 2021, this last leg of 2021, the biggest 6 months of your life, like in terms of growth, maybe in terms of finances. There's no better time than right now. So I hope this was valuable, this history lesson. Professor Dave this morning with the history lesson coming in, dropping the history bombs on you this morning. We'll be back here tomorrow, okay, with another episode, another guest. Actually, the reason why I'm on here solo this morning was because our guest canceled last minute. He couldn't make it. So I had to come with some heat. Hopefully this was valuable to you. I'm looking forward to August 5th, that Blueprint coaching call. And my friends, have a kick-ass Monday. Get the hell out of here. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Peace.